This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The World Trade Organization has ruled in favor of Indonesia in a biodiesel trade dispute against the European Union. Previously, Indonesia filed a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization in 2023 regarding the European Union's countervailing duties policy on Indonesian biodiesel products, which range from 8 to 18%. In a press statement on Thursday in Jakarta, the director of Director General of International Trade Negotiations at the Ministry of Trade, Jatmiko Briswijaksono, stated the organization's decision came after the European Union failed to prove a connection between imports of Indonesian biodiesel and the potential losses suffered by the European Union biodiesel industry. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto officially opened APKASI Autonomy Expo 2025 with the theme Local Products Go Global on Thursday. The event, organized by the Association of Regency Governments Across Indonesia, or APKASI, is an annual exhibition that brings together local governments, business actors, and investors to promote trade, tourism, and investment opportunities. In his speech at an event held in Tangerang, the president highlighted the crucial role of regional heads in driving the development of the Indonesian government. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the second session of Indonesia Today. Now it's time for me, Rahma, to take over the show that is enjoyable on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI. We are ready to present various information, updates, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. And later at 3:15 Western Indonesia Time, or GMT plus 7, as always, we'll be presenting you VOI Talk. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Rat. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We just want you to dance. Just dance to this song. Come on. Tonight with the feeling it's alright, we ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about, when the DJ spins and the checks come out, like a man Craig B said, Friday, payday, it's time to party, P-A to the R, T to the Y, baby girl, you don't need to ask me why, cause it's going down like executioner, scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner, that's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same, tell your friends and family about this band, hoping that we be rocking the show piss, and if y'all like this slow, let me know if it's go, everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday, everybody wants to party. But we go funky, let's do it chill all night, yeah. Thinking about them shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about, y'all know what it's all about.
It's all about,
you don't know what it's all about.
Oh, yeah,
mampu menambah semaraknya pesta.
Connor presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024 and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. This song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Bendung di depanku, tak tahu jantungku bila harus berkata jujur. Dilemamu di kalang, haruskah mengatakannya? Apa yang telah kau pendam terletak amat dalam. Sampai kemasa dalam saya lagi tak simpan. Wajahmu pun harum nakala itu.
Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Social Affairs, in collaboration with the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, is strengthening synergy to digitalize and expand outreach for the People's School Program. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Angga Raka Prabowo, said, he emphasized that to support the implementation of the People's School Program nationwide, especially in the digitalization process, reliable internet access is crucial, particularly in underdeveloped frontier and outermost regions. And he also noted the ministry will assist the Ministry of Social Affairs by providing internet access for people's schools, including those in the underdeveloped frontier and outermost regions, through communication and coordination with network providers. The ministry will also promote the People's School Program to the broader public through digital platforms such as social media. raising awareness about the program is important, so people understand how the people's school has succeeded in reaching children from poor and extremely poor families. Well, listener, there is a lot more when we return, so stay with us only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
jatuh, lukai hati dimanapun itu. I'll find you saat kau lemah dan tak berdaya. Lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat kau takut, oh dan tersesat dimanapun itu, I'll find you. Air matamu takkan terjatuh. Lihat diriku untukmu. Kapanpun mimpi terasa jauh, oh ingatlah sesuatu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saat duniamu mulai pudar dan kau merasa hilang, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu. Saya pelindungmu, ku akan selalu jadi saya pelindungmu.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Here is the word of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Dan aku mengerti betapa merindu. Indonesia.
Whenever you are talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago, accented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone, swallowed by age, is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia. Because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people lived from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugain is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter-sized wooden mortar, some pestles or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugain is conducted from noon until late at night. It can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the ways of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alugain when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugain specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugain was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that it's how the first alugain was created. Then he met three people who were looking for rattan. They worked for the kind in Natuna. Upon questioning the man, told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus, the gain of alu was created.
Pisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya, maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya alu.
As the time
Time goes by. Ajay Kamaini said, the Alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently, there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Originally, there was only 1 pounder with one person. Now there are 7 persons with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are 1 motor with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, Alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the Alu Emping Padi or rice chips pounder game culture will continue to exist. Listener, hopefully the Alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully the sound of Alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Atuna.
Semat rantai pasiran putih berkilau cahaya mentiara tersemat rantai. Gunung ranai berkabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri. Kabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri. Hidup pun damai satukan budaya. Raup rezeki anugerah ilahi. Hidup pun damai satukan budaya. Raup rezeki anugerah ilahi. Rantaunan indah, rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara. Terkenal di seluruh dunia, laut sakti rantau bertua. Sanding di pangkuan bonda Anambas dan Pulau Siantan. yang kan duduk bersanding di pangkuan bonde. Putrinya cantik berbudi bahasa, melipur lara di lautan Cina. Putrinya cantik berbudi bahasa, melipur lara di lautan Cina. Indah rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh dunia. Laut Sakti rantau bertua, rantau nan indah rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh dunia.
Oh,
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jambi Province on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi Province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Di anja, aduh sayang.